Blog Talk Radio. Greetings, Anhotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You have your Omi Inca 7 live here in the studio. I am underwritten by Project 2019 here in the Care to Read Room. We are a family and consumer science room. And this month, we're getting ready to give you a sneak preview of our new segment for the month of December. Because it was Black Friday yesterday and a holiday, I brought you a special segment on reordering the marriage vows of the African traditional wedding versus the open marriages. Now, we're going to go right into our cultural redemption program for the African Americans, and we're looking at the marriages as well as engagement, ladies and gentlemen. So this is a sneak preview of what is to come for the month of December. We're a little premature and ahead of ourselves because we're so excited about the holiday season. We wanted to bring it to you while you were off and able to sit down. Now, I hope you notice, ladies and gentlemen, that my time has changed. We're now going into the earlier segment so that those people who are off for holidays can get in here and participate. So jot it down and put it on your calendar, 5:30 p.m., that Omi Inca will be on in the Care to Read Room. I'd like to welcome our chat room guests out there, Black Bones, and also guest number 22516. Has arrived, and we have them in the chat room, and if they would like to, they could come in and chat with us personally. Now, this topic is getting into the customs and traditions and looking at how we can better ourselves. This isn't happen to be a self-help room, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to be constantly about the business of improving ourselves, becoming more better, as Spike Lee would say, and more better, okay? Because we have to constantly challenge our way of life and we want to preserve the way of life of the African, we are constantly teaching and introducing rituals, concepts, and tradition. And right about now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to go over and do our ritual. And because we have been a little bit lackadaisy and talking about the family, let's pull the family back together by utilizing the African Black Family Pledge, written by Maya Angelou, and I'd like to read that for you. The Black Family Pledge, because we have forgotten our ancestors, our children no longer give us honor. Because we have lost the path of our ancestors, clearing, kneeling, and perilous undergird. Our children cannot hear us when we're crying. Because we have abandoned our wisdom of mothering and fathering. Our befuddled children give birth to children they neither know nor want. Because we have forgotten the love, the adversity is written on our gates and holding up the mirror and the world shouting, regard the lowliest and the loveliest. Therefore, we pledge today to bind ourselves together once again, to embrace one another in our lowliest state, and to accompany each other in our loneliest state, and to educate our illiterate, to feed our starving, to clothe our ragged, and to remember the albino, the hunchback, and those that were marked by Oladulamare, to remind their parents to stop by and pray, to remind their parents to be worshipers, we acknowledge them, and to all the good things that we know, we are more than keepers of our brothers and sisters. Remember that, ladies and gentlemen. We are our brothers and sisters' keepers. In honor of those who toil and employ God with golden tongues and gratitude to the same God who brought us out of the hopeless desolation, we make this pledge today, here and now, that we will honor our mothers and father, and we step over to the talking cure room to honor them, and in their deceased absence, we pour a glass of water, libation. I say libation for my yay yay, and that is Clara Jenkins, and I say ashe. For my Baba, Robert Jenkins, who also represents Batala, Obatala, I say ashe. I now pour libations to the north. I say ashe. I now pour libations to the south, and I say ashe. I pour libations to the east, and I say ashe. Finally, I pour libations to the West, and I say Ashe. I'd like to call down the forces to be present here with us today. African family, if you're in the lagoon, in the middle passage, find your way home today. Mothers and fathers, grandmothers and yeyes and babas, if you're still traveling down the lagoon and can't find your way, I ask you to find your way home today and reconnect with the greater family. And if you are lacking anything, brothers and sisters, have need of anything, let your request be made. If you are abiding in Oladula Mare and his words abide in you, you can ask what you will today because the gates have been opened and your very coil in your hair, the ninth ether, will commune with the greater and higher self. So at this particular point, tap in. The energies are here, and they're made available for you. I encourage you to tap in. I say tap in now because your healing is here, your redemption is here, and your liberty is here. Let it be known forevermore and henceforth that you have the authority to call and ask for what you want. Your very words are powerful. You have not because you ask not. Now, let your request be made known. If there's one sick among you with palsy and one that can't get well, that might have an issue of blood, make your request known and ask the great God Almighty who represents this universe, Oladula Mare, for the African race. Make your request known to Ori, the God that sit on your head. Remember, that is the Godhead that you've been assigned. We all have our personal Godhead that sit on our head. It is our third eye, and his name is Ori. Remember, God has no connection with you, the great almighty God who manifests this earth, Akamare, which is also Oladula Mare. He tends to the things of the earth that he created. He has assigned you a God. And remember to acknowledge your God and to also acknowledge your Baba and your Yeye. It's important, ladies and gentlemen, that we should pray. My prayer is for you, that your eyes will be open and that you will be blessed down to the thousand generation, that even the children in your loins who are not yet born, when they come down through the canal, they'll come here with more abundance, and they will also be given favor. I pray favor over your households today. I pray that each and every one of you will come into consciousness and you will come up out of this slumber and that you will find your redemption. Redemption. Redemption is here for the African American, but they must open their eyes. Father, open their eyes so that they can see that their redemption is already here. Ladies and gentlemen, take hold of your redemption. Take heart, young man, because your redemption is here. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for going on that talking cure with me. We are talking about the redemption for African-American culture in the area of marriages and engagements. We have lost the institution of marriage. We have lost it, ladies and gentlemen. We must now find it. We must now find it. Now, who do the people say that the Africans are? Are we the lost tribe of Israel? Are we descendants of David? Are we the Israelites? Who do they say that we are? And why is it that everybody knows outside of our culture who we are except for us? Everybody knows who we are, and they know what we came to do. Now I ask you again, who do the people say that we are? Who do the people say that we are? We're the redempted one. If Jesus was redempted, we're the redempted one. We're the risen one. We have risen with Christ. When we went down in the hell with Jesus, we came up with all power in our hand. We are the redempted ones. People don't want to believe that Jesus wasn't no milquetoast boy. They don't want to believe that he wasn't no milquetoast man. They don't want to believe that he was redempted. And just as Jesus has been redeemed and he's a redempted one, I create a redemption plan for the African. We should have had one a long time ago. There has been much struggle on behalf of the African American. All of our lives there has been struggle. But nobody has saw fit to lay down a solid redemption plan for the African-American institution of marriage or for the young people. So here and now, henceforth, let it be made known that a redemption plan is going into place According to Omi and her curatorial room, I have doctrinated a redemption plan for the institution of marriage and engagement. Now let the commencement begin and let the party begin, because this is going to be the party henceforth and forevermore. All right, you've had your dance for the day. Take a seat, take a seat. Welcome, welcome. And again, I say welcome. You've got your Omi Inca 7 live here. And this is not a pretend, and this is not a play for anything. What I'm giving you is what I live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm making a redemption over my life, too. I'm starting again. I'm asking the Creator to come and enter into my life, and that I not lean on my own understanding, but He will direct my path. And as I give you a direction for the lives of the institution of marriage, know that I'm very sincere, not only because it is a profession for me, it is also a lifestyle for me. The family is number one in my eyesight, and it must come first. And until we can clean up our United States of America, we must clear up and clean up those battered families who have been tossed aside. There are more families in the court institution than ever before, in turmoil over who is parenting who, losing parental rights, losing rights to their children, losing parents' rights. So we must get our households back in order. We must bind this thing on earth so that it will be bound in heaven in our mental state. And we must loose a redemptive plan on this earth so that it will be loosed in heaven in our mental plane. Remember, heaven is in your mental plane. So clear your conscience now, ladies and gentlemen. Let's take deep breaths, breathing in and breathing out, clearing our mental plane so we can take a perception home with us. And our perception of the redemption plan for the culture of African American institutes of marriages and engagement are going to be African style, ladies and gentlemen. We're ordering it up African style. We want you to understand. We're no longer going to take the documentation that African religion is bush, is fetish. We're no longer going to accept the fact that someone has demonized our customs and tradition. We're no longer going to accept the fact that someone has called our religion voodoo and called it High John the Conqueror. We're going to take it back with those names intact. Because it was good for our ancestors, then it's good for us. If it was good for our ancestors, it's got to be good for us. Don't let anyone tell you that it's High John the Conqueror. Don't let anyone tell you that we need to civilize those people over there. Don't let anyone tell you that the kings and queens didn't know what they were doing when they were laying down the institution of marriages. And don't let anyone tell you that it is unheard of for a woman to be beaten into submission to have more than for him to have more than one wife. It is tradition, and you must get back to traditions, ladies and gentlemen, and you must never mind what the people are saying. The people will always guide you wrong. Listen to your spirit, man. We're reordering the marriage vow for the 21st century for the African American. I don't care if that open marriage over there is accommodating those rich people. I'm talking about the commoners who need to preserve that filthy lucre and need to set a structure and lift up a standard for the institution of marriage so that our way of life will not be stricken from the books, and our way of life will not go along the wayside, and our way of life will not be destroyed and forgotten about lest we become an extinct people. Now, I'm trying to help you live again. Say it with me. I want to live again. I want to live again. Have a quality of life, not an existing one. Now, we're reordering the marriage vow, and we're getting a redemption plan together. That redemption plan is going forth immediately. Initially, when I gave the workshop on reordering the marriage vow, you thought it was just something fetish or something I was playing with. I've been working on it all this time, and we now have the book on tape ready. Now, get ready for it, folks. Get ready for it, because it will be a workbook to go with it as well, and we're teaching and training. And some of you other cultures might even want to take heed and utilize what we're putting together. It's workable, people. And we know because we're a tribal people, and we need to now think for ourselves and go find our ancestors and reconnect ourselves back to the tribes from various different places in Africa. It's very apropos that we also create a redemption plan for ourselves as well. Every one of these rooms ought to be at the sound of my voice, thinking it over, scratching their head, wondering when can I have time to sit down and create a redemption plan for my listeners. Because we have fallen lower than a refugee in all capacities of our economic status, of our lifestyle, and of our finances. Now, because we are alchemy, say it with me, I am alchemy. Say it with me, I am alchemy. And because we're alchemists, we have the ability to draw to us what it is we want, whether it be filthy lucre, a good lifestyle, a good husband, a good wife, we have that ability. And don't knock it. You have that charisma and you've always had it. When you saw a young man that you wanted to get his attention, you knew how to use your charisma to invite him over. And don't you look the other way, man, because you've always had that special charisma where you thought you had the Duke of Earl because every girl was coming to your beck and call when you just thought about their names in your mind. Yes, telepathic behavior is one of those things that African Americans can possess, and they must harness it and develop it. It's a part of our ancestral lineage. And another thing, you ought to be reading your oracles. You ought to be taking time to read those every 4 days. You must find a purpose for your life, and you must find a direction for your life. Herein lies why I'm giving you a redemption plan, because every household needs to hear this redemption plan, and it could be apropos to any other culture, but I'm specifically calling this forth for African Americans. We got to clean ourselves up first. We can't go cleaning up the world until we clean ourselves up. So don't be upset. Other races, Caucasian, other minorities, don't be upset because I'm excluding outsiders so that we can get cleaned up. We've always said, let everybody come in. We're going to do this for everybody. No, we're going to do this for ourselves because everybody wants to fix us up and patch us up. So it's now time for us to create a plan for ourselves and do it for ourselves. Now, the redemption plan is going to call for the moaning women. The moaning women are going to have to set the pace, and they're going to have to start praying, and they're going to have to start calling down the spirits. And they're going to have to set the pace. A redemption plan in the African wedding would mean that every young woman that is over the age of 20 and have been seeking a desire to marry and have not yet found a beau or a fitter or a suitor, then they must go to someone like a priest. And the priest must address the issue of marriages and what it will take to bring about the communal setting. Now remember, you're young, gifted and black, and you have an edge. And you don't want to jump into marriage inappropriate just so soon yet. You want to put some money away so you can have something because your mother's never had anything or your father never had anything, but you want to have something. It's okay, but you got to have a preparation and a plan. And I want to give you that redemption plan. Let's talk about the engagement first. Every young person coming out of high school that is dating, there's no more dating. You cut that thing off at 18, and whoever you're pursuing or in a relationship, it must go into an engagement, and it must be set up to be designed for at least a minimum of 2 years. And you must have a contract written for each one of you. You must sign a contract stating you're going to be in a communal setting, a common law setting, and you'll make a commitment to bringing in that dowry, young man, preferably $1,000, and you will also put that CD away for that young lady, and that young lady will continue to work, and you both will have a bank account and put monies away, and you will begin to build the economic status that African Americans have never had a chance to circulate in their own community, and you'll build until that when you finish those 2 years, then you look and say, I'd like to renew my marriage 3 more years. Then you go to your lawyer and write a contract to do an addendum to renew it for 3 more years. Now you're in a relationship for 5 years and you're not married. You're in common law, but yet you have assets together. You're building together now because you're now looking at that land and you're pursuing that land and possibly buying that property. So now you need to go to the courthouse so that you will have some legalities put in place in the event that someone decides to exit out. Then you can properly dispense or distribute those products and all of the materials that you have accumulated. Upon that 6 year, before the young lady, you have a discussion with the young lady, they're in your possession, your engaged party, about her going to the courthouse with you to get these credentials. Once you've gotten these credentials, now you're married. You can legally start appropriating. Do not appropriate before you get married because you're still in the virgin stage. Don't commit the same problem over again in history. You're in the virgin stage, meaning you don't get pregnant during those first 5 years. Yes, it's possible. I did it. And I know it had to be possible back there in those days. So you're up on your 6 year now. And your little wife decides that she wants to come home. You have the marriage certificate, and she wants to appropriate and have children. It's quite all right because you got money saved in the bank. Now tell me what you think. I want you to marinate on that for a minute. Nobody has gotten married until the 6 year, and you build up filthy lucre and have economic status in the community. Now you're on your way. You are married. Now, but what does it all mean? You are married. She has 3 years during that time to be able to stay home and appropriate if she should choose. You're also going to incur a family business in the home so you can develop your gardens and your other industries in the community at home. After those 3 years, now you're in quest of a tribe. Coming up on your either 9th or 10th year, you and her have a discussion with your lawyer talking about the discussion of bringing on couples. Now you're going to have the African wedding. You just had the certificate before, and I recommended that you not do a big ceremony, just a quiet, kept, private ceremony during your 6 year. But here upon your 8th or 9th year, you want to recite your marriage vow, and you want to marry yourself to the community. So now you're in quest of a tribe. You probably have up to 5 couples that you can bring into your tribal setting, ladies and gentlemen. At that particular point, upon your wedding, and you are investigating these people's profile, you're selecting them based on criteria that you have set. You're looking for economic investment. Remember, this is not about love. It's about an economic investment and a relationship and a union. So after you bring in these 5 couples, you are now starting to stockpile, make investments, and to build your corporation. And I recommend you preferably have a plan of some sort. I recommend the redemption plan so that you can redeem yourself financially. You can put yourself into good status with good credit. You can redeem yourself. This is a redemption plan for the engagement. And the tribe members can break off and find other tribes or start other tribes whenever they want. But they must take their significant other with them. No one will be left behind. No significant other will be left behind. They all must travel as a couple together when they exit. Now, the redemption plan for the African-American marriage is the same thing. And I want you to understand that engagement has to take place. That's something we've been skipping over. We must implement the engagement aspect immediately all across the country. There's too many young people that don't have the foundation that we must save. We must rapture them. And we must get them in some type of training program to learn and train them to become parent at an early age so that they won't have their children taken away from them. We must urge them not to appropriate and bring a child in this world until the first 5 years are over. They're not mature enough. It's obvious because most of them are locked away in the portals of the courtroom being decided upon. So we can't have our children thrown away in a system. We must rapture them with a redemption plan. And this is how we rapture them, by not producing those children when those young people are immature and cannot mentally rear a family. They must go to parenting classes. They must have co-parenting classes. That they must understand that both of the parents should have understanding of what parenting skills are, not when you're having a child, before. So all this time, those 5 years, you're going to class. You're being taught how to become a parent. You're also being taught how to have a relationship. We're going to stop this nonsense saying that everyone should know how it's done. Everyone doesn't know how it's done. Just because a parent, just because a woman and man have a child does not make them a parent. And just because you get into a relationship does not make you a relationship specialist. You must be taught. And these churches ought to be involved as well. Instead of all that jumping up and down talking about Peter, Paul, and John, they need to be talking about relationship counseling and engagement counseling. Because we need to have a way of life. We need a redemption plan. And ladies and gentlemen, this is our redemption plan for the marriage. Now, self-sustainability, how are we going to feed ourselves? We must have a garden. We must have access to organic products. We must be able to have access to cattle so we can have raw milk and produce our own milk. We must, whatever we can produce on our own, we must produce it. And we must be able to set up our own stores in our own community. How is it that all these people are so rich and millionaires and they don't have enough sense to come back into their own community to set up even a mom and pop shop? Right here in Gary, Indiana, we got one store that the blacks can go to. If you wanted to kill everybody off in the black neighborhood, you'd know what store to go to put the poison. We got to stop this. Everywhere you go in a European community, they're flourishing. It looks like paradise. But when you step into the African-American community, it looks like death. Why are we dying? Because we have no vision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. We must have a vision, preacher. We must have a vision, deacon. We must have a vision, evangelist, a redemption plan. And it must be put in place immediately. We keep going on and on about having a new president and a black president. What good does it do if you're not going to help him and make any changes in your own community? Those things we can do. These are the things that we can make a change in. Don't expect Obama to change everyone's life. He's busy. He's bombarded with real issues. Now, I want to say this to you. I've given you a redemption plan. You can listen over this tape as many times as you want. But I want you to put it in effect. I want you to think about what you can do in your church homes or in your communities to make a difference and bring about a redemption plan, not only for the marriage and not only for the engagement, but for our communities, for our schools. Our schools need to be overhauled. There need to be groups of people overhauling the school. We no longer need the mechanism or curriculum that they've given us in the past. We need a new micromanagement school, one that exemplifies the world. And we're going to have to make a change, ladies and gentlemen. So why don't you make that change? And it's about time for us to talk about making change in our life. It's about time for us to talk about how we can put together better marriage ceremonies, better opportunities so that we have relationships longer. Our relationships are in turmoil. We are fighting with each other. We can't get along. What is the problem? Then we got men that want to go waste their money on things that are temporary fixes and cannot get their fixation eyes off of these temporary fixes, going into the game room and gambling their lives away over nothing, then losing everything they've got. What is going on with our families and our men? Have they not forgotten that we have to struggle to keep things abreast? So we need a redemption plan. Is there anybody out there that have any suggestions in the chat room? I'm looking at the chat room being full now. If you will talk among yourself, chat room, about what we can do to change things, I would like to see some verbiage out there about what is your example of a redemption plan and where do you think we should start? Is it with the marriages? Is it with the engagement? Or is it with our schools? But there has to be a beginning. And ladies and gentlemen, let this be the beginning of something new for you so that you can start the process of laying down the foundation. I'm not calling in to preach to anyone. These are just suggestions, and this is according to Omi. And I'm bringing these to the family so we can adjust ourselves to make ourselves a better people again. Let us go in and clean ourselves up so we'll be presentable, at least being able to raise our children and keep our families together. And I'm signing off on that note saying thank you so very much for letting me into your living room on this Saturday, and it's time for us to get out of here. This club's about to close. We got to go. Thank you so much, and have a great holiday, what's left of it, and a happy season, and get ready for the Christmas season. We'll be on again tomorrow. Well, tomorrow, Sunday, we'll be on again talking about on Monday. We have a guest speaker coming in, Mrs. Vega, Tanya Vega, will be coming to us on Monday. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, and I say, oh, double. We'll see you on Monday. Tanya Vegas will be in the house. Gentlemen, I'm hoping we don't have a show on tomorrow. I can't remember my schedule here, but I know we have one on Monday. Tanya Vegas will be in the house, Southside from Chicago. You want to join us at 5:30 on Monday. Stay tuned. Thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, double.